As lawmakers continue with their 4th of July recess, the recent defeat of a new farm bill in the U.S. House of Representatives still is a main topic among many in the ag industry. While the 2008 law still exists through the end of September, farmers, ranchers, and dairy producers say even the failure to pass a new farm bill last year left them unable to plan for this year, and now there is concern what will happen after September 30th. For livestock producers, it's almost another year to go without disaster insurance program that can help after droughts and other weather-related disasters occur. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Executive Director of Legislative Affairs Christina Butts said this was a major defeat for cattle producers because they were counting on Congress doing something. National Milk Producers Federation spokesman Chris Galen said the first program to go, if current law is not extended again, will be the Milk Income Loss Contract Program, which compensates dairy producers when domestic milk prices fall below a certain level. Galen said without another extension, farm programs will revert to 1949 law, requiring Washington to purchase milk at inflated prices, meaning higher dairy product prices. Senate Democrat leader Harry Reid warned House Republican leaders last week there will be no more farm bill extensions and urged them to take up and pass the Senate-passed bill right away. Reid didn't mince words after last week's House farm bill fiasco, the first defeat for a farm bill since farm programs were created back in 1930. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.